the future for the city of New Orleans as its citizens prepare to choose who will be their mayor in a key runoff ballot this weekend. It's been nearly 9 months since New Orleans was devastated by Hurricane Katrina, in the U.S.'s worst natural disaster, and more than half of its population is still scattered throughout the country. But how are the city's inhabitants coping with the daunting task of clearing away the debris and trying to rebuild their shattered lives and homes? And as the start of the 2006 hurricane season looms, how secure are New Orleans' flood barriers or levees, whose failure to contain the storm surge played a major role in the disaster last August? To find out more, Susie Hodges spoke to Archbishop Alfred Hughes, the Catholic Archbishop of New Orleans.
Yes, we're still struggling. About 20% of the city, of course, was not flooded, but 80% was. And where I am is part of that 80%. And I would say only about 20% of the stores, small businesses in my area have been able to reopen. And many people are living in FEMA trailers, waiting to be able to move back into their own home.
And how satisfied are people in New Orleans with the rebuilding effort so far?
I think in general, there is a considerable dissatisfaction. You know, it's been difficult for many, including myself, working with the Archdiocese, to get insurance settlements and to get assurance about where is going to be safe to rebuild, given the questions about the flood control for the future. And we still are uncertain as to what kind of federal assistance we're going to have in this work of rebuilding.
The 2006 hurricane season is nearly upon you. Are people in the city nervous and worried about a repeat disaster this summer? As I gather, the levees are still barely at the pre-Katrina levels.
Yes, if you talk with the ordinary citizen, you're going to find that there's considerable concern because of all the coastal erosion that's going to put more pressure on our levees, and the levees are not yet even to the pre-Katrina level. So there's a lot of anxiety about this next season. And, you know, because so many people are living in trailers, they're more vulnerable than they were even before.
When it comes to the population in general, are people still very visibly traumatized by the Katrina disaster? Have you got any experiences there of your contacts with people that you could share with us?
Well, you know, when I celebrate Mass at the cathedral or in different parish churches, I inevitably meet people who are very depressed, the loss that they've sustained, the slowness of response. On the other hand, I would say those people who have been able to grapple positively, take what steps have been available to them, and face the adversity with a sense of hope have done very well.
I gather, though, that less than half of the city's former inhabitants have returned since Katrina. Do you believe that the city's population will ever return to its pre-Katrina levels?
That's certainly debatable. I see us struggling for the next 2 years. The best estimates are that we have just under 40% back now. I think after 2 years, a momentum will be in place. But it will then take 10 years before we have a new New Orleans.
Do you think the lessons, though, of Katrina have been learned, particularly, as you say, when it comes to things like flood control, the state of the levees?
I think the lessons have been learned intellectually. I don't think there's yet been mobilized the national resolve to do all that's necessary in order to address it.
Why is that, you think?
Well, the cost is so great, number one. And number two, this is a fast-moving time in which we live, and people's attention is short-lived. And we move from preoccupation with one issue to another. And farther we get away from the moment when Hurricane Katrina hit us, the shorter is the span of interest and concern among people.
The mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin, is facing challenger Mitch Landrieu in a run-up election this weekend. How crucial do you think the result of this vote could be for the city's future?
Well, I'm not going to enter into the personalities involved, but the issues that they face, such as flood control, housing decisions, how large a footprint are we going to revitalize in a first stage of rebuilding, public schools, public health, the decisions in those areas are daunting. It's going to be incredibly important that we have a mayor who is not overwhelmed by that, who is able to work constructively with the people on the federal level, the state level, and citizens on the local level to address these.
And how do you, and indeed the other people in the city, feel about New Orleans' future?
I'm a man of hope. I am convinced that for those who love the Lord, as St. Paul says, everything works unto good. I think tragedy matures people if we come together receptive to God's grace and work for the common good.
And do you think the other people, other inhabitants of New Orleans, share your optimism on the whole? Do you think people are quite upbeat or determined to rise from the ashes, as it were?
I wouldn't use the word upbeat. I think a majority of the people who are here right now are determined, and I think there's cautious hope. I think part of the role of leadership, however, is to contribute to a vision, be an encourager of others.
My thanks to Susie Hodges for that report.